Lisa.
What would you call your container for coal that you keep over close to the stove?
Well, I got an old, big old number 3 wash tub. A wood box was in there. A wood box.
And what would you call a vehicle to carry bricks or other heavy things with a little wheel in front of it that has the two?
Wheelbar. One of them.
You've got one? I guess you use it a lot around here, too.
It's about tore up.
What do you call the stone that's used to sharpen knives?
Well, steel, too, now. I do a lot of butchering, and I got my own butcher knives, saw and everything. I use a steel
sharpener
for a sharpening knife, and then some kind of a wet rock for a big knife. It takes a long, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a few licks with the steel and ready to go.
All right. If something is squeaking, door in the house, and you need to lubricate it.
You need to get the oil can and squirt a little oil on the hinges.
You say I've got to
grease the door, the hinges.
Right, if the grease got all over your hands, then you say they're
greasy.
If you have a door hinge that's squeaking, you'd say you ought to
grease it.
You see. And what is the oil you use? They used to burn in the lamps. You probably
kerosene. Kerosene. Some called it K-oil, but I call it kerosene. It's all the same thing.
And, what might you call a makeshift lamp that's made of rag and bottle and kerosene? The kind of, what did you call the lamp that you burn this kerosene on?
Jumbo.
A jumbo.
Jumbo. Take a cotton rag and put in a bottle,
mm-hmm.
put kerosene in there, and light that up there, and it'll burn there all night long. Please.
If you pour this... this kerosene on a piece of cloth, a rag, at the end of a stick to go out at night for some of your hunting and so forth. Is there a term you use for that? What do you use to light your way if you were hunting at night or going out?
Well, we used to use long, fat spinners. But we never did try to use a jumbo for night hunting. We used larks. It used to be bad. About pulling our corn up when the fish coming up. And we'd watch them, which way they'd go to roost of the evening, you know. And we'd go 2 or 3 miles to mine's place, walk at night, you know, just before sundown, you know. Go. And we'd go what we call lark hunting at night. And go in the pond and get them little cypress, you know, with lots of little branches made out up there, and peel them, let them dry a day or two, and it'd be light. You could take one of the big splinters about that long, you know, 2 or 3 of them, and then burn it and hold them, you know, and know right about where them larks went down and get walking and walk right into it. And when he get up, you go right up, you can take that little thing and kill him. And, you know, we clean them up. We like to clean the larks up. Because you take 30, 40 larks and put them in a field, and you pull up 40, 50 hills of corn a day, it hurts you.
Ruin
you just keep you replanting all the time.
We used
to go to our cotton and kill them to beat the band.
What is the container that you'd say toothpaste comes in?
Tubes.
And if you're if you've just built a boat and they're going to put out into the water, they'd say they're going to, what are they going to do to the boat or do with the boat? They're going to
fishing or like that. That's about all we use both for this, for fishing.